Unit 6, page 60. Exercise 1.
Hunting Bigfoot, Tom Carter. Hunting Bigfoot, May 11th. Hi there. This week, join me while I explore the Allegheny National Forest in Pennsylvania in the U.S. I'm searching for evidence of Bigfoot, like footprints or hair. If I'm lucky, I might even see one. You might have heard of Bigfoot or Sasquatch before. It's a large, ape-like animal which a lot of people, not just me, believe might live in North American forests. New evidence? May 15th. I heard strange noises this morning, so I looked outside my tent and I saw a huge, hairy animal. The animal couldn't have been a wolf. It was walking on two legs. I grabbed my camera and I recorded a video. Now I can prove Sasquatches definitely exist. The Truth, May 17th. I've sent the video to science journalist Jenny Huang. Can she explain it? It's clear it can't be a fake. It's obviously real. Skeptics think Sasquatches can't be real because there isn't enough evidence. My video might change that. Did you know scientists once believed that mountain gorillas were just a story, too? Until an explorer discovered one in Rwanda in 1902, that is.
Searching for Sasquatch, Jenny Huang. Searching for Sasquatch, May 20th. Bigfoot hunter Tom Carter believes he saw a Sasquatch in Allegheny. So I went there to investigate. I saw some big animal footprints near Tom's campsite. It must have been a large animal, but it couldn't have been an ape. The footprints were the wrong shape. New evidence? May 22nd. I've checked Tom's video carefully, and I think I may have solved the mystery. The film isn't very clear, but it looks like a bear. Tom might not have known that brown bears sometimes walk on two legs. Standing, they can be almost as tall as a basketball hoop. A 2.5-meter-high bear must look terrifying. The Truth, May 23rd. Most photos or videos of Sasquatches are unclear. Some might not be authentic. Some Sasquatches are actually people wearing giant ape costumes. Real Sasquatches may exist, but it's unlikely. Apes usually prefer to live in warm countries in Africa and Asia, not in cold northern forests. Sadly, I don't believe Tom has discovered a North American ape. Still, it's a great story.